harshest decades. You have the Yom of Yosef and so on. One of the psukim in it is that when he prepared the sukkah for them, he said, "Haya Yosef itav kimi yamin vayema lashal beisay habelas anoshim aboisa utveyach tevach." You should shech the animals, v'hochid, and prepare. Because they're going to come and they're going to eat with us. There's a very interesting Shulta Gibayim of it. Shulta Gibayim says in Shabbos, in the Sugya of the by Hanukkah, he says that the Rav Muchtad of the years Hanukkah comes out of Parshas Mikates, there's a remez in the Pasuk, Tvoyach Tevach V'Hochin, that the word, the ches from Tevach and the Hochein is Oisus Hanukkah. So this is, you have a remez here. So it's an interesting remez in the parasha. I'd like to understand what the Teich and the remez in Punt and Tvoyach Tevach and Hochein, that's where you have the remez for Hanukkah over here. The Mishnah also Rashi says Tvoyach Tevach and Hochein, Kimoy Vele Tvoyach Tevach and Hochein. It doesn't mean go and shech and prepare, but rather it means make sure that it is prepared. I don't know what that meaning is, but it says it's not Lashon Tzibur, it's a Lashon of that's what should be, but I'm not being mitzavi. In the parasha of the Korbanos that we lay in, the parasha of Nesiim, the Korbanos Nesiim that we lay in today, there's the parasha of the Nasi of Ephraim, and Chazal say a very interesting Indian about his carbon. It's every single carbon, he once spoke about it, every single carbon has its own yichud, and Chazal over here are mayrich tremendously, and they say, what's the teichna of the carbon? So they're going on Bayim HaShvi, which is today, today's carbon. Hadol Chsiv, it says, Mihik Timani Vashalim. There's a pasuk in Iyov that says, Mi yiktimani v'ashalim. Who came before me that I have to pay him? The pasuk shot in the pasuk, that's the first akimta in the Chazal over here, is that nobody came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ki'ilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I wouldn't have given you a hand, you would never have put tefillin on. That's every single time HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah for a mitzvah, you first have something given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it's even a mitzvah. That's the Lashon of, that's the question of understanding the pasuk. That's the first lashon, the first akimta. Davacha, mi yiktimani v'ashalem. The pasuk medaber b'Yosef. It's talking about Yosef HaTzadik, and the sense of the pasuk is not a question like mi yiktimani v'ashalem, like who's the one that came to me first that I own something. No. Chazal say, Mitra Shalom is Kipshuto. Whoever came first, I pay. Medaba b'Yosef, Shui Hiktim b'Shimas HaShabbos Asher Nitna. That we're talking about Yosef HaTzadik, who was Shem HaShabbos before it was given, because the Pasuk says, Utvayach Tavach V'Hochi. From the word Hachana, which means to prepare before. Om Rebecha, Erev Shabbos HaYisra. It was an Erev Shabbos when it came. The Ein Hachana L'Shabbos. The Musig of Hachana is Shayach HaShabbos. Shem of Yemash, like we learned the whole Indian of Muktzah and so on, in that pasuk that you need to be making things. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yosef, after Shemazas HaShabbos, Asher Nikna Torah, you kept Shabbos before the Torah was given. Hayecha Shem Mishalom Lepen Binchos Yemakim Kovonim B'Shabbos. Your son is going to be Makim HaShabbos, Masha'ein Yochid Makiv. You never find a carbon Yochid, and yet I'll be Mekablet V'Ole Lekabu Kovonim V'Rasim. Very meek, the money was solid. So Chazal over here say that the pasuk is talking about the v'hochein is a Shabbos tikkunin, and it's because Yosef HaTzadik was makdim and he did Shabbos before him. That's the part. That's the talking of the pasuk, and that's why his shevet was makdim on Yom HaShabbos, which was a special maila of the carbon being there for Shabbos. But also you see that the Tveach Tavach V'Hochein is a Yichud of Shevet Yosef, and the Yichud of Shevet Yosef is that they when the Kayim Shabbos before was given. It's hard to understand. It was that Mila that the Mekayim Shabbos was given. First of all, Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Mekayim Kol Torah Kul was given. And that's when the Shvatim should have done it, except that, you know, like everything else, they disintegrated. But Pashtus, everybody, I mean, the Avos did keep the mitzvahs. But it's also, it's strange, the Gemara says that a mitzvah v'aisa is superior to any mitzvah v'aisa. That is a bigger mile in being mitzvah over the ones any mitzvah. So over here you see that there's a mile, even though mitzvah is better in the end, but there's some importance to have any mitzvah also. And we have to try to understand the relationship. When is the mile of any mitzvah, and how does it relate to the mile of mitzvah? That's the thing I'd like to understand. And you see it's miyuchat to Yosef, atzadik, and so on. There's another in this positive Torah Tavach Bahochin. So Chazal say Torah Tavach is the Chazal pointed out the Chulin that Yosef was mekayim mitzvahs before him. So Torah Tavach is shchita, and that's because Benerach Mitzvah and Mechira. I mean that's the shaila over there. So Torah Tavach is very simple. It's shchita. It's the mashmos of the pasuk. And then Bahochin he says is nikur. It's gira nasha. To be menakeh from gira nasha. And the Gemara is a shayla if there was a chiyuv gira nasha before. It wasn't a chiyuv, but upon him, the gira nasha is from the pasuk of the hachi. And it also needs a hezba. I mean, tvorach tavach shchita, that's what the word tvorach tavach means. It means shchita. Where's the hachi mean nikur? Where do we have nikur if it's involved? Fine, it's the last thing left. I mean, what else are you going to do? I know, salting, I didn't think of salting. One more on Yana Yom, I guess, in Chanukah it says that the Tzaddik makes on that there's a difference in the Lashon of Alanisim for both Chanukah and Purim to Yalav Yavoy or the Yanyanim of the Regolim. He says that he makes on in Alanisim you have the means of the people, the main Matisyon, the main Mordechai. You don't have the same something parallel. You made Moshe V'Aaron. You made Moshe. I mean, even though everything was done al yidei Moshe, the nisim were done with Moshe and so on. And you don't find any reference. You find the reference to Yom in itself. This is Matar Seinu. This is Matar Seinu. There's far no pressure to the people involved. In Chanukah Purim, you have it's tied to a specific person. He makes it up and it says. The Darpa, he goes into his arichos of the Yom. I don't understand it to be a Kedah. So at the bottom, we have the Inyan of the Chazal over here, and the Duke in the Pasuk. You find there's a modern klal in the Avodah of Hadlakas Neiros. The halacha is that a Zar that was Makriv is. Is either Chayev Misa, if it's one of the four Avodas, or there's an Issa Derais, if it's other Avodas. One of the Avodas is Hatovas HaNeiros. If a Zar is made to the Neiros, in other words, he cleans out and prepares the oil and the wick, the halacha is that it is, it's possible. In it's possible and possible, it's like Hadlokas Neiros, the halacha is that it's kosher. The Rambam's lashon is mutter. The Ravid is cholek. Ravid says it's a guzma to say that it's mutter, but it must exceed. In other words, on adlak itself, there is no issa. It's very very strange to make the hatava more ikur than the adlaka. More than that, even the halacha, the reason why in hatavas aneiris you're not chayev, just like you chayev on shchita and zvig and so on. Is because it's not a gman. There's a melach achreya. In other words, the reason why a tova is not a vedek shuvah is because it's only a chana for something else. If it's only a chana for something else, so where is the? So how could it be that's stronger than the thing itself? That's our understanding the vedek. Now I want to start. So there's a very very Shapara from Dalta Kelim Chochma Musa, and he says the following. He says, if you take a look in Lecha Shabbos, if a person is Kosap Eis Gdelam, Gdebeis Eisius Panis, a person writes a huge Aleph, and somebody else could have written a whole Megillah in that Aleph, he's not Chai. Mochak Eis Gdelam, that has Gdebeis Eisius, Al Das that he's going to write, or is preparing it to write, Balach is that he's Chai. So he says it's, and it says that that's a oifen that mechik is more common exceeded. That's what Mar says. So he points out the issue of mechika in the raisa is only moifik amas lichter. It's less of an issue. Let's call it the ksiva. It's a subordinate issue to ksiva. It's a chetimtza for ksiva. So how do we find a chumra in something that's a chetimtza of something that's a etzim in it? And the ha'arad, I mean, he basically makes it on and he speaks about this, the importance of achana. I'm gonna touch it a little bit of a different page. We understand that hachana is just a technical need. For instance, if somebody's coming to visit by me, and he'll need a place to sleep, so I need to pull out a bed. If he's going to be hungry, he's going to need something, so I have to prepare something to eat. You know, hachana seems to be for us just pashut a technical. There's no other way for him to eat if I'm not going to have food for him. Then this is that mitzad aveda, hachana has in itself its own mitzias, and the parasha of that aveda is in Nasi. The whole Indian that you have to be mechanech a clay avoda, you have to be mechanech the mizbeach, you have to be mechanech the mikdash. The whole parish over there is chanukas a mizbeach, and Chazal say there were 7 chanukas from the world, 8 chanukas there from the time that the world was created till now. That's what was mechanech this and mechanech that. Chinuch is a chiyuch. The menorah does it in chinuch. Einam nerim is chanechas ella. The Zionists, Ben Abayim, the Shiavoida, there is a whole parish in the Torah called Chinuch. And it's what's Machshir Kli to do something. And the word is like this. Just like we use the muscle of, an Isha and Isha for any Chibur. Of a Yonim Tachtonim. That the tzura of a Chibur, Yonim Tachtonim, has a lot of parallels in the Chibur, in our greatest Chibur, which is the Chibur of a Zoch and a Keva. In Kedushin, in the Maisa Kedushin, the Zoch is the one that does everything. The Zoch is has to give the Kesev, he has to give Amira. If it's Nesem Huva Mehi, it's a problem. We've had a lot over the years, a lot of Lundis, a lot of Inyanim, where there might be chisar mitzad ha-pu'ula, because once it's a pu'ula, there's a lack of his ma'isa. But there's also pu'ula mitzidah. The famous Ran in Durham says, and even without the Ran, you don't need the Ran, it's a lot of the Mulsa. The Ran says that she makes herself kehefka so that he can do the ma'isa. It means that the mekabel has to be waiting for, has to be muchen for the ma'isa. There's no such thing, whenever you have a chibur, of a Yonim Tachtonim, whenever you have a Chibur or Ish V'Isha, the Chibur itself takes place from one side. The fact that the Yonim is Mashpia Tachtonim, the fact that the Zoch is Mekadosh, that the Isha is Mekadosh. The Pu'ula is definitely from one side. But if the Mekabel is not a Kli for it, then there is no Chibur. For instance, when a person when you want to glue something, it always says that you have to clean the surface that could be glued and possibly roughen it up a little bit so that it will hold the glue better. There's a pu'ula mitzad mekabel that it makes itself into a kli for the nisim, and that pu'ula is called hachana. That pu'ula is where it makes itself a kli for something else. If the person is not a kli, if the makabel is not a kli, if there is no achana, then there's no nesina. If the isha is not misrat to the kedushin, so the man can make kedushin from day till tomorrow. The kedushin is not chal. There is no. Even though the pu'ula is one-sided, but hachana is the ma'is of mitzad the makabel, and it's as critical to the chibur as the ma'is of mitzad the makabel. It's just like if a person comes to my house, and the not a surprise with him. Somebody called me and said he wants to stay a few days with me, and he comes to the house. And nothing's prepared for it. So it's not only the chat technically, I need a bed, so I'm going to have to get a bed. Or I need food, I have to go buy bread. There's no place in the house for me. And the house doesn't have a makom to be mekabel. There wasn't anything, when I'm making the bed for him and the food, so it's not only technically he has food and he has a bed. The hachana is the chaleis, it's where it became a kibul for the other one to be mischabeted. So you have an Indian, you have here a whole new chelek of Torah, a whole new chelek of Avoda that you don't have, that it's not so pashut, and that's called the Avoda of Achana. The Avoda of Achana is that in order for something to be a kli kibul, it has to be making itself. And if it's not making itself, it's not a kli kibul, and then there's no aspach. That is a chelek gadol of avodah. So even those avodas that are from elyonim, even those avodas that are all aspach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Adam is not making, then there's no aspach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aspach comes dafka when something else is a kli for a kibul. That's the pshat in the avodah of being mechanech kelim. Mechanech kelim means you're making it real for that particular avodah. The kli needs, in other words, a kli itself, a flat, just a metal kli itself, is not in itself a ray of mekabel kodesh, mekabel chayil. A kli itself, a muscle, a cup, is good for water. But in order for it to be a kli kibul for kodesh, it needs a ma'aseh chinuch. And the ma'aseh chinuch is what makes it into a kli for that. I think we once spoke maybe about it, but Agapanim, that's what the ma'aseh chinuch is. In the midas of, let's go through the different yanim we touched on. In the yanim of Yosef HaTzadik, the Mida of, let's go first to the Chazal. Midimani Vashalmeno, that's Yosef HaTzadik, that Shomer Shabbos actually Nitna Shabbos. The Shomer Shabbos actually Nitna Shabbos is the Avoda Vachomer. In other words, where do I see, for instance, someone comes to my door and says, I'm hungry. So I give him a piece of bread. I don't see myself. That's not the pshat. I'm a kli kibul fanir. If somebody came and tells me hungry, I'm a chiv de Isaac to give him a piece of bread. I gave him a piece of bread. If I prepare a piece of bread on the table, so that when he comes, he has it. That's the pshat. I'm waiting for him. I'm anticipating him. That's the pu'ula in achana lies the pu'ula that may have a kli kibul. I'm a kli kibul for chesed because before the chesed presented itself, I was anticipating. That's the metzias of a kli kibul. So you have here a chelek of aveda mitzad one side through achana, and that achana makes him into a kli kibul. So the muscle with Shabbos it says mishatorach be'erev Shabbos yechol b'Shabbos. So the basic pshat is, listen, nobody's going to make shalom. I'm going to make shalom for Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So if you don't have it, you're not going to have it. If a person doesn't make himself a clear bathroom, he's not going to have shalom. if a person can buy Shabbos, so he can buy Shabbos. So there's no Indian. It's like Mishatorach, where Shabbos doesn't have to be. If I can pick up a phone and call in an order, then it's fine. Mishatorach is a hakel of technical tzimtzum. Chazal are telling us, you know, since you can't cook on Shabbos, and there was no take-up food yet, and if you're not going to work on Shabbos, then you'll have to eat on Shabbos. Chazal is saying something else. Shabbos is a different bria. A person is a choldic person. That's what a person is. A person was created in Yemos HaChol, and he's a bria of chol. A bria of chol doesn't connect to Shabbos. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, as Shabbos, it was exact the thing. A person doesn't. So a person is working, and all of a sudden becomes shkia, so he has to stop working. That's not the Echol Shabbos. There's no Achila Shabbos in that. If the person on Friday begins to yearn for Shabbos, if the person begins to anticipate Shabbos, that's where there's a mokum chaleis for Shabbos. So here you have a person in the weekdays, and his eyes are already focused on Shabbos. That's the Mishatorach of Shabbos, Yochum B'Shabbos. We're talking about on the Nafshis. Shabbos needs Hachana. And the Pasuk says Vechino. And we see that it's a Chiyuv even. Chazal gave it a set of halachas. When you learn the pasuk, it says veichinu ashachelu. It's only telling us that there's an issur to cook on Shabbos. But if you could tell on Akum, if there wasn't an issur of Amira and so on, so why not? And as veichinu in the pasuk seems to be a technicality, that it's a way. Listen, Rabbi, I want to tell you that on Shabbos, it's going to be us to cook. So the way that you've got to prepare now, it's much deeper than that. For Shabbos to be chal on a person, if there is no hachana likra Shabbos, there's no likra Shabbos to chuvah me'elcha, then there's no pre-kibul on a person nefesh tik, and it's not going to happen. But Shabbos will become bichal and isum alocha on him. But there's not going to be a connection of Shabbos, because there's nothing in the chol that the person to connect with. So the chiyuv is like a chiyuv. It's not only the pshat that you can't cook on Shabbos. It's you have to anticipate Shabbos from before with ma'is hachana. And that's why Chazal gave it a whole chelak of Torah called muktze, that the b'chlal, even those things that are not also things on Shabbos, but a person has to be making the merit of Shabbos in order for it to be a Shabbos to get clean. The kelim on Shabbos that are shaykh to us are only those that will make the merit of Shabbos. That's the oimik of Chazal's parish of Muktzah. The midah of Yosef. So that's the Chazal over here. Mi k'dimani v'ashalim is like a statement. Mi k'dimani v'ashalim means only the person that greeted me. Like it says, Advar Shalei Kidmucha Belecho V'mayim. Kidmucha means to come across to you, to greet you. Mi Kidmani Rashalim means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives schar. You have to be a pre-kibul to get schar. If you don't come and anticipate it, then it's lacking in the schar. So Yosef HaTzadik, who anticipated, and it says Veichinu, actually, Mitna Shabbos B'Est isn't a mitzvah Va'isa bigger than a mitzvah Va'isa. It's true. Certainly, the Etzem Shabbos is the mitzvah Va'isa. But the Kidmani is in the Eina mitzvah Va'isa. So, the Torah says, Mi Kidmani Vashalim, the real Schar is Shaykh only to those that have Shaykh Sedeh. Yosef's Midah B'Chlal. Yosef's Midah is Shaykh to this mahalach. Yosef is connected in the Spizen. There's two minhagim how to say the Spizen. The Litvisha say the Seder Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe and Aaron, which seems to it's a chronological order, and that's the and that makes sense inside that. The Nusach Sfarad Nusach is the Makdim Yosef before Moshe. The Makdim Moshe Yosef Ben Aaron, and the reason is because of the Nyanim that the Meram is to Yosef is a remnant to that. So these are the shayach to Yom HaShishi dafka. The shayach to the sixth midah and the shayach to Friday. Mitzias of Yosef, the Mitzias of Yosef is shayach to the world of Yefi, Yefi and Kedusha, but so part of the Mitzias of Yefi that we learn about is the Mitzias of Kedusha, that the person has to hold himself just for what's right, and so on and so forth. There's another Knech in Yefi that's not there in the mile of Yefi. As we're used to looking at it, the Gemara says that if somebody's going to come with a taina that he couldn't learn Torah because of his Torah b'yitzrei, we're going to tell him kluma yisa yisa yefem yisa batzadik. Yisa batzadik, take a look. He was omid and so on. So Yefi is a midah. We spoke about it when we spoke about Rachel Leia. There's another kneich to it. If I present somebody to something that is good for him, the person is hungry, and I give him a chunk of bread, he eats it, and he gulps it down, that's that. If I give him something, if I present something that has yefi, the person looks forward to it. When he's eating it, it's the same. When it's in your stomach, whether it's a hot piece of dry bread, or it's a fancy cake, in the stomach it's the same. The nafkimina lies in my shtetikus to the table. Something that's endowed with yefi is able to bring about, to arouse a shtetikus in the person towards it. It's making, the trigger of achana is attraction, is yefi in every tour of it, whether it's a smell, whether it's a taste, whether it's what it looks, or so on. And something that's not yefi doesn't have that. So the midah of Yosef is shayach to the world of Yefi. The makom of Yefi is to be able to arouse the other tzad to anticipate, to be the kidmani. That was Yosef's midah. The whole mahalach of Yosef and the brothers here is people are asking me, why didn't you go straight forward? That's that. Well, the whole game, the whole thing. Yosef was misaber. That the people themselves, that the brothers themselves, should be misaira to mi'atzmam, that they're doing something wrong and they have to change. He could have stood up on a chair and been mochiach them straight out. And that's mitzad mahalchei, mitzad gidrei avodah. They find it's the chacham, they'll do tshuva, and that's that. But there's a deeper angle. In the need of Yosef is to evoke in the other person a desire to do the right thing. That's Yefi. Yefi is when I give somebody, when I have to give somebody medicine that tastes bitter and looks bad and smells awful, I need to ram it down his throat. And it's good for him. But there's absolutely no cooperation in the person taking it. When I present something that has Yefi to it, the person himself has an appetite. The person himself runs it. Mashcheni achecha v'nerutza. The midah of Yosef is to arouse in the other person the desire to be mekabel that. So the whole mahalach of Yosef was to arouse in the brothers the havana that something went wrong, and that they're ashamed of anachnu, and so on and so forth, and they should come to their own hakara, because that's the midah of Yosef. The Metzias are, we also asked about Nikur, Giranosha. Giranosha is the only, well, it's the only love that we have from before Matan Torah. And it's very strange. In Mila, the Rambam says that if a person does any mitzvah, of course, and specifically speaks about Giranosha, the Rambam, in Kishon Tzayis, if a person does Giranosha because Yaakov Avinu suffered, then it's wrong. We have to do Giranosha because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzav in the Torah. So even though it happened before him, and they were doing it before him, machmas and a serious service, but you have to do it because of Hatzivu. So Giranosha is, first of all, it's the only thing that is the only Inyan that has a Mi'ik Demani in Isurim is Gilah Nasha. There's another thing also. In the Pasuk, in Shechita itself, you make a bracha on Shechita, because Shechita itself is a tikkun, the Maisa tikkun itself is a Maisa mitzvah. So the Zevach, the Tveyach Tevach itself, is in the world of Maisa mitzvahs. Gilah Nasha, you have no chiyuv whatsoever to take it out. If you just eat around it, that's fine. The halacha is that halacha is of nikur, the halacha is if you can sell it with the Gilah Nasha to an akum or not, because it'll be Mafsi Yisrael. The taking out Gilah Nasha is an inyan which is, it's ki'ilu a preventive, it's a step before the Aveira. It's not a maisa mitzvah, it's an atzma, the way shchita is. The nikur of Gilah Nasha is kulei achana. So Chazal darshan the hochein, going on this inyan, that it's taka, the pu'ula, he did two things. He did tvoyach tevach because that's the maisa mitzvah, and he was nizel all the mitzvahs before Matan Torah, that's part of Yisrael Mida. The hochein, he was the Yisrael achana. In other words, even those in Yonim that are only chitimtza from mitzvah, Yosef was also mitzvah. It's kilu a double type of achana. It's a before Matan Torah, and it's an Indian, put it down and let them decide. They want to eat it, they don't want to eat it. Shechit itself, that's a meister. Shechit is the right way to sech, and that's the way that passion. Give them also, let them do themselves what they want to do. So the Chazal darshan specifically from the Hochein that it's that it was nizim Gidonash as well. The whole mitzvahs of Chanukah, the whole it is built on Chanukah's Hamizbeah. That's the parasha we learned. The mitzvahs of there were two mahalchim of Yom Tovim and Chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael. The first mahalach was Yom Kippur, and that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mated with Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, and gave the Torah, and took it to the Midbar. Those were all in Yonim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manigah, the Yad Rama. There was no real anticipation from Tzad Klal Yisrael. As the Rambam, when the Rambam writes in Avodah Zorah, Kimat Kot Nishkach Ikazer from Bnei Yisrael, except from the Levi, Klal Yisrael was going downhill, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to ring the bell and to be goyel them. That was the, so it was a pool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't Shayach, what did you mean, Meshavar? We're not giving any chronologies when it happened. It's the event itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used Moshe and Aaron, but there's no reason in the world to attribute it to Moshe and Aaron. It had nothing to do with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chodav Atzmai, decided that he can't let it go any longer, and he did a pu'ula and was made to it. That is the whole first group of Ha'isra. And mitzad, the koyach of those nisim, and mitzad, the gilim, those were the awesome gilim. It didn't stick